Michelle Steele and Jay Chin battle for House seat. Incumbent Republican Michelle Steele and her Democrat opponent Jay Chin are neck and neck in the race for California's 45th congressional district in the U.S. House of Representatives, according to preliminary November 8 midterm election results. Chin is currently leading with 50.5% of the vote over his opponent Steele with 49.5%. In the recently redrawn district that straddles the counties of Orange and Los Angeles, according to early unofficial results posted by the California Secretary of State. Previously, Steele was an Orange County supervisor and has served on the California State Board of Equalization. She defeated beat former U.S. Rep. Harley Ruda in the 48th district in 2020. Steele, an immigrant from Seoul, South Korea, has been an advocate for taxpayers and an outspoken critic of Democratic Party policies that she claims have led to record inflation, a broken supply chain, and high crime in California and across the nation. She voted against impeaching former President Donald Trump and opposed the formation of the January 6th Commission. Steele has also opposed legislation promoting abortion, transgender policies, and same-sex marriage. Chin, a real estate business owner and Navy Reserve officer, campaigned on codifying abortion rights into federal law, fighting inflation, and reducing high prescription drug costs. He currently serves on the Board of Trustees for the MT San Antonio College and served on the Hacienda La Puente Unified School District Board of Education for 8 years. He owned a real estate business and has worked as a management consultant. As of October 19, Steele raised about $6.8 million in her campaign compared to Chen's approximate $4.6 million, according to the most current data available from the Federal Election Commission. The District 45 race has been a contentious one. In early February, Steele criticized Chin for voting in 2010 to bring a Chinese-funded Confucius Institute into the school system while he was on the school board. The institute, billed as a program to teach students about Chinese culture, language, and history, has since been exposed as a front for the Chinese Communist Party to spread political propaganda. In 2020, the U.S. State Department described the institute as a foreign mission of the PRC, recognizing for what it is, an entity advancing Beijing's global propaganda and malign influence campaign on U.S. campuses and K-12 classrooms. Confucius Institutes are funded by the PRC and part of the Chinese Communist Party's global influence and propaganda apparatus. Chin responded in an email fundraiser that Steele's concerns about the institute were part of a wave of racist attacks contributing to anti-Asian hate. Steele's campaign has denied the allegations. As Michelle Steele passed an amendment to hold the Chinese Communist Party accountable for environmental abuses, Jay Chin continues championing the CCP's infiltration into our schools and calling parents who dare to challenge him xenophobic, Steele spokesperson Lance Trover said in a February 8 statement. More controversy surfaced in early April when the Epoch Times reported Chin was taped mocking Steele's accent and telling a crowd of his supporters that you kind of need an interpreter to figure out exactly what's saying.